Governor Scott has signed a measure into law that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a pregnant woman may undergo an abortion. Margie Menzel reports from Tallahassee.
The measure prompted passionate debate during the regular session, but passed overwhelmingly in the Republican-controlled House and Senate. State Senator Ana Terry Flores, a Miami Republican, is the Senate sponsor.
The importance of this bill is to give women an opportunity to reflect about a major decision that they're about to undertake, a major medical procedure that will have lifelong effects, not just physically, but mentally as well.
The bill includes exceptions for victims of rape, incest, domestic violence, or human trafficking. But those victims can only waive the 24-hour waiting period if they can produce police reports, restraining orders, medical records, or other documentation. Senator Jeff Clemens, a Lake Worth Democrat, says the bill is really about restricting women's access to abortion.
The idea that a woman who has been raped or violated has to now go get a police report in order to prove that, I find to be absurd and frankly insulting.
The bill goes into effect July 1st. It will join the current requirements for informed consent, which include discussing medical risks to the woman and fetus, a description of the fetus, and help finding alternatives to ending a pregnancy. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.